In Iraq, many people are out for revenge. After years of terrible abuses under the ruling Ba'ath Party, some have taken the law into their own hands, gunning down Ba'athists in the streets of Baghdad and other cities. But in the province of Babylon, south of the capital, Iraqis are taking a different approach, choosing justice over vengeance when it comes to the old regime. NPR's Deborah Amos reports on the town of Hilla.
Amir!
In the dark halls of Hilla's district courthouse, a court officer calls a witness to the judges' chambers. Even when the power goes out, the slow process of justice goes on. Judge Abdul Amir El-Rabia, in a suit and tie, mops his face and opens another case file. The witness, his hands shaking, swears on the Quran, Islam's holy book, to tell the whole truth and nothing but. Faisal Abdullah is here to testify on behalf of his jailed brother, accused of working with Saddam Hussein's security service a dozen years ago. Thousands of people in Hilla were rounded up and systematically murdered after a revolt against the government. Although there have been no trials yet, this district court is the first in Iraq to begin investigating the crimes of the old regime, says Judge Rabia.
All of the lawyers, especially the young ones, they opened the court and asked the old judges to come back because they wanted a new age, a new democratic and free age.
Some senior Ba'ath Party officials fled Hilla after the war. Several of their houses have been destroyed. To stop more revenge attacks, Hilla's judges and lawyers distributed leaflets warning anyone who assassinated a Ba'ath Party member would be arrested and tried, says Judge Rabia.
Because that's not the legal way. If you want to do this, come to the courts, file an accusation against one of the Ba'ath member. Come to the court and we will do the usual and legal procedures.
Legal procedures that get some muscle from the U.S. Army. U.S. soldiers make the arrests and bring the accused here to this government building. Just about everyone in town wants to open a case because almost every family lost someone in the massacres of 1991.
Yes, my cousin. I've been told that some Ba'ath members burned him.
So Mohammed Fauzi, a university student, turned to the courts to find the truth about those he believed killed his cousin.
We don't want to be monsters like them. The court, the judges, the lawyers. I'm sure that there is a right way to go. So I'm with the court, with using court in solving this problem.
It is a national problem. At Abu Ghraib prison near Baghdad, the jail cells are empty now. The torture rooms are closed. But many of those who sentenced so many to misery and death are still free. Dr. Abdul Karim Hani, a government minister in the 1960s, knows Abu Ghraib well.
I built it. Yes. And I haven't seen it until I came to it as a prisoner.
A political prisoner for 7 years. Dr. Abdul Karim's family was told he was dead. He wants a national accounting of the crimes of the past regime.
Saddam, his sons, at least, Ba'ath leadership, all of them, at least, if we say, well, what's past is past, let's start again, anew. No, I'm against this.
But how to begin to reconcile the past when there is still no government, no national court system? The best model may be Hilla. At the Hilla office of the Free Prisoners Association, Dr. Mahmoud El-Dali leafs through a list of names.
Those are about 20% of the names of the people that were assassinated and killed by the regime. It's only 20%.
There is still much work to be done. There can be no trials until a special court is formed, until an Iraqi government is finally in place. Even so, Hilla's lawyers, judges, and ex-prisoners are ready to start the painful process of dealing with the past. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.